In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our text is the epistle reading, which you've heard. You may be seated. In the baptismal rite this morning, we heard these words. The Word of God teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. These words are a real theological gut punch. When you are the one who is bringing your child forward to the waters of holy baptism, because then it really hits home that these words, which you've presumably heard at other baptisms, now apply to your little bundle of joy that you have brought forward for baptism. These words this morning applied to Kelby Joe. You see, we are born with a problem. We have a sin problem. Adam was first created in the likeness and image of God, but thereafter, Moses tells us that Adam's children were no longer born in the image and likeness of God, but they were born in the likeness of Adam, their father. And this isn't about how they had Adam's eyes or his nose shape, but it is a theological judgment. Adam had forsaken the image of God and was now on his own. He is the man of the dust of the earth, and to the dust of the earth he would return. But Adam's immediate children, like Cain, Abel, and Seth, were not the only ones who were born after the image of their father, Adam. St. Paul writes of all mankind in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, "As was the man of dust, so also are those who are of dust. We have borne the image of the man of dust." David laments and teaches us to lament in Psalm 51. "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." This doesn't mean that David's mother conceived David as an act of sin, but that he, from conception, already had taken on the image of his ancestor David, or his ancestor Adam, rather, and was under the curse of sin. This is probably the best way that we can see that sin reaches back that far into our own lives. For if the wages of sin is death, as St. Paul writes in Romans 6, and children die sometimes before even making it to the day of their own birth, then we can see that our children, even the littlest, bear that awful load too. As if that is not heavy enough for us this morning, in bearing the image of our father Adam, St. Paul also says that we are dead on arrival at the day of our birth. In Ephesians chapter 2, he says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath." We're dead, and God's wrath rests upon us even from conception. That we would even be embarrassed or revolted by such a judgment shows the depths of our own depravity as we seek to supplant God's will with our own. Repent. We are born under the curse of the law that Sinai dooms us to death with all its lightnings and flashes, and all of us who have transgressed its bounds are marching towards our grave. Our natural mother is Hagar, who has no place at the family table. But by God's grace, he extends us his love and mercy in the waters of holy baptism. And so we also then have another lineage at work in us. St. Paul says in our epistle reading for today that our mother is not Hagar, but our mother is the Jerusalem from above, who is free from sin. We are like Isaac. We are children of promise. You remember that story. God had made a promise that old man Abraham would have a child to be his heir, and that he would have as many descendants as those who would number the stars and as would number the grains of sand on the seashores. Unfortunately, his wife Sarah was barren and had conceived no children for Abraham. And so they took matters into their own hands, and Abraham had a child with his slave woman, Hagar. But that child would not be the promised child. Abraham and Sarah would have a child despite their advanced years, and that child was Isaac. Isaac, through the real fulfillment of the real promises that God had made to Abraham and Sarah, is also symbolic of our adoption by grace into the family of God by the waters of holy baptism. Kelby Joe belongs to God not because of what Ryan and Julie believe or what they've done or because of anything else that she's done, despite how cute and adorable she looks this morning. But this morning, right before our very eyes, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit gave his name to Kelby and marked her with the sign of the cross on her forehead and on her heart to mark her as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Kelby Joe and all of us who are baptized, having been justified by the grace of God, are now heirs of all that belongs to God. That is, all that is in his kingdom. And you know what must take place for an inheritance to be given. The one who has promised it must die. Jesus made these promises to us. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. He has also said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." Jesus made these promises to us, and at his death on the cross, those promises were bequeathed to us and they were also then guaranteed to us by his very blood. This is a promise of a kingdom, and it is a promise of life. Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." The prophet Isaiah also says, "No more shall there be an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed." Isaiah's prophecy tells of the timelessness of those who belong to Christ in his eternal kingdom. By the promise of this life in Christ, the curse of sin and death has been removed from all who belong to Jesus. And now, instead of bearing the image of the man of dust, we now bear the image of the man from heaven. The image of God is restored to us through the one who took on our image in order to restore us to God. So Sarah, who was desolate, is now the mother of multitudes because of all who have received the promise of Christ have been grafted in to her family through the ultimate fulfillment of that child of promise that was promised to her and to Abraham. That child, Jesus, is the one through whom and by whom all the promises of Adam and Eve were made, and by whom the one were given also to Abraham and Sarah. These promises were fulfilled in Christ. In this same Jesus, now this promise has passed to Kelby Joe and to all who are baptized into his name. In Jesus' name. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord.